Putin of Russia is on the march, invading Ukraine and sowing chaos throughout Europe and beyond. If anybody in this room thinks Putin will stop at Ukraine, I assure you he will not.
President Biden gave a passionate speech to many cheers and some jeers in the U.S. Capitol. He pitched Russia and another Donald Trump presidency as great threats to democracy. He said the U.S. recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic, with inflation under control and unemployment at record lows that he's overseen, is one of the greatest comebacks never told. He talked of Israel's right to go after Hamas, but also their responsibility to protect the civilians in Gaza, announcing a temporary US pier to help with humanitarian assistance. He said he would bring back Roe v. Wade, enshrining abortion rights and protect IVF rights, if those bills came to his desk, and he emphasized the power that women have in this year's presidential election. The 81-year-old joked about his age, but said that his years bring clarity about the American story. This State of the Union was a chance to convince people that he should and can lead the country again. Caroline Malone, Washington.